Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show, and I'm going to get right into it. I have been following this whole Robinhood fiasco thing for really the last week, and to bring you guys up to date, there was basically a glitch within Robinhood's system that allowed you to do what's called an infinite money cheat code and basically borrow as much money as you wanted on margin through Robinhood to then go and invest with. The whole thing just blew up. Every single news outlet was talking about this, and it was really the biggest story, in my opinion, for this last week. And I've been lucky enough to have the opportunity to speak with one of these people who had a $1.3 million leveraged investment on Robinhood. So without any further ado, this is the conversation we had. I had so many questions about it in terms of what happened, how did this come to be, what it was like. So anyway, sit back, relax, smash the like button, and enjoy the video. So right now, you wouldn't believe it, I was reading Reddit's Wall Street Bets, and I came across someone who took one of the larger Robinhood positions for this glitch. The username is Woodsea93. And right now, I'm talking to him, and I gotta say right now, when I saw your post, I thought you were absolutely nuts for doing something like this. So first of all, can you tell me exactly what happened and how you got such a ridiculously large-sized position? How big was the position again that you took?
All in total with, so I had a $950,000 Tesla position, a $77,000 Apple position, and then a $350,000 put position on Apple. So all in total, that's like 1.3 something million.
Wow. Crazy, man. You're crazy. So how did this all start?
So I got to give credit to Control the Narrative. He's the one who actually discovered this. This was last week. He posted a video. I'm sure everyone's seen it by now, but the video of his account just being decimated. Once the market opened on Monday, I figured I would give it a shot. And then I saw that it worked, and I figured I want to do it bigger, essentially. So I started with Apple, and then I realized after I had enough buying power, I could buy 100 shares of Tesla. And from there, I kind of just kept on doubling up.
How much was your initial deposit?
So I had, I wanted to make some other plays this week, but after I kind of went crazy, I guess I had 5,000 there initially, and then I had another, 15 on the way. And then so I lost the first 5,000 on, Beyond Meat. I played their earnings and I lost that. Okay. And then on Monday was when the remaining 15,000, deposited. And then after I had that, I woke up to that in my account, I made the play.
Wow. So you basically turned 15,000 into a $1.3 million leveraged investment.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't have used all 15 cause I could have done it with, two, I believe, but I kind of wasted that extra money.
Now, here's the thing that is running through my mind. Were you concerned? I mean, what was going through your head? Did you ever at any point think, like, I can get in trouble for this? I don't know. Like, are they going to hold me accountable? Because what happens if you lose all the money? I mean, are you worried about that? Or what was going through your mind that morning? Or did you just think, like, I just need some upvotes? I need to one-up everyone else?
Well, I knew that if I could do it.
There was some karma. You got a lot of karma.
Yes, I did. I definitely got that. Yeah. But no, in the moment, I didn't realize the weight of the situation. I just thought, I would never think that margin would be illegal. I mean, obviously, this is a loophole, so I don't know what extent, you know, this would be like, you know, what it would be considered from a legal position. But in the moment, I just figured, you know, it's there. I can do it. And, I had a lot of adrenaline doing it just because of how much money was I had access to. It was really
a lot of money, man.
Just, yeah. I mean, my heart was beating faster than, you know, any time that I can imagine or remember.
But were you sufficiently leveraged to your risk tolerance?
You know, I tried to go bigger. In all honesty, I wanted to go a little bit bigger, but by the time I was getting close to my own personal risk tolerance, I was locked out. So almost.
See, I'm thinking, here's what's going through my mind, okay? People are seeing this glitch and this error. And I think if someone has really nothing to lose, they only have anything to gain from the situation. Because I'm thinking if you're like, 18, 19, 20, 21, you're not going to do anything with your credit anyway. If you could, I don't know if you the implications of trying to declare bankruptcy for something like this. There's nothing for Robinhood to go after if that's the case. There's really only upside. I mean, that's kind of what was going through my mind in this, is that you either win big and you get a whole bunch of money and they discover the glitch and you keep it, or it goes horribly wrong and your worst case is, well, I didn't have much to start out with, so I'm no further down than I could have been up, if that makes sense. I mean, was that your thought?
I only kind of thought about the downside as I was doing it, and I figured now that I've essentially opened Pandora's box to something I probably should not have, I figured I would just keep on going. And, I thought about what would happen if I lost, and, I had no idea. I mean, I just thought I really had no idea what would happen.
Okay. So you got locked out of your account, and what was going through your mind at that point? I mean, I can only imagine it's like you go on your Robinhood account and it's locked. Like, what was running through your mind at that point?
I didn't really know what to do because I was locked only after I had gone quite a bit negative, and I guess I don't know if that was automatic due to Robinhood risk management or if somebody at Robinhood got a red flag alert or whatever and blocked my account from making any more trades. But once I saw that, I was like, well, I kind of just have to let this ride out and see what happens.
How much were you down when they locked you out?
When I was locked, I think I was down around 20,000 I was a net negative of 20,000.
So then what happened afterwards when everything was kind of like blowing up on like every news site is sitting here covering this thing? I mean, this to me is the most exciting event that's happened in a very long time. I can't remember the last time I've been so like focused on like the news of this. I mean, it's really absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be a part of it. I think I never
history,
realized
man.
That it would. Yeah, I didn't think it would be. It would get this big. I remember one guy commented on my post saying, it's only a matter of time before Bloomberg picks this up. And next day, Bloomberg had picked it up. So I was a little scared too. But thankfully, me and Robinhood have reached a conclusion. So I don't think, I think I'm okay.
Okay, so let's back up here. Because you guys are all psychopaths. But Robinhood reached out. What was that like? Are they ever just claiming? I don't know if you could discuss any details or any. Now you don't even need to discuss details, but vaguely, like what was that conversation like? I can't imagine someone like who's calling you up. Is it the customer service rep or like is it a head of the company? Like who handles that? So it's probably an attorney, I'm guessing, right?
I have no idea. I never actually spoke to anybody on the phone. It was all through email. And the first response I did get was the same response that everybody else got. It was this cookie cutter, your account has been locked due to improper use of leverage. And I sent a few more emails, but then I never heard back until today with the letter, which we'll get to, I guess.
Yeah. See, I find it so surprising, and I just got as a quick tangent here, that Robinhood is such a big company and they're valued at $7.6 billion, yet you can't reach anybody on the phone. That's one of, my biggest criticisms of Robinhood is that it's a lot of it is those template emails and those template responses and just, you got to get a person on the phone. And you would think for something like this, at the very least, they would be like, Kathy, you get on the phone, you're going to call this person, we're going to work things out versus an email. But so what was the letter? My heart's beating as you're telling me this, because it's like I feel like I'm opening up the letter.
Yeah, it was frustrating to not be able to actually talk to anybody, but the letter I got today, to summarize, I'm officially banned from ever using Robinhood again. And then they also stated an amount of money that I have to pay. I'd rather not say how much I need to pay back, but there's a final number, and it's not horrible. It's not as bad as I was expecting, because at one point my account was at the very top was negative 249,000, and I have a screenshot of that. But it's a lot smaller than that. But point is, I've been banned, and I just need to pay back that amount, and I think we're okay. I mean,
now question, and, and let me make this very clear: it's not legal advice, and I don't want to encourage anyone to. I'm just drawing a discussion here. Have you ever felt with the amount that was owed that this might be an amount where you can maybe say that Robinhood shouldn't have allowed this in the first place, and you could fight it? Do you think that's something that's crossed your mind, or not so much?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought, like, because my account is locked, I have, you know, essentially no control of what, I mean, I can't close positions. I can't, you know, stop any losses from happening. So essentially my account value is in Robinhood's hands. So I was hoping that I wouldn't be responsible for any of the losses that happened after I was locked out.
I mean, it's up to you, obviously, what you do. But I think one might potentially have an argument, not necessarily to say that you would win, that because I've been doing a lot of reading on this, and it does seem to be a bit of a gray area. And again, big disclaimer here: this is all entertainment, and you shouldn't listen to me whatsoever about any of this sort of stuff. But it does seem to be a bit of a gray area in terms of, is Robinhood at fault for simply allowing this to happen in the first place? Because you know, the government really came up with the idea that people, the companies like this, should protect people from themselves from doing stuff like this. So there are things. It's like having a gun without a safety on, and there's just no safety option where they're supposed to put a safety, and something happens, that company would be liable for something like that.
Yeah, from what I understand, this loophole, I guess, wasn't patched for, like, it took them way longer to actually fix any of the exploits than it should have taken them, because Control the Narrative posted on either Thursday or Friday, and I feel like that should have set off some alarms at Robinhood. But then Monday came around, and then it blew up on the news, and then Tuesday came around, and then Wednesday, and I don't think anything was done until today, which is Thursday. So it took them, I mean, I'm sure they were probably aware, but they didn't, I don't want to say they let it happen, but they didn't move. I mean, they could have easily blocked it from any more people doing it. So they didn't really stop it while they could have.
Now, my understanding, because again, I've been following this story, I've been so addicted to this story right now. I mean, this is probably the most exciting thing that's been happening in a long time. My understanding is that they've just blocked call options on popular stocks and blocked the low dollar strike prices. They haven't really fixed the issue at hand. That's my understanding.
So this morning, I actually watched Robinhood close all of my positions, like, live. As it was happening, I was watching my account fluctuate like crazy. At one point, it showed I was down negative 900, or no. So the actual balance was negative 250, but on the where it shows like a percentage amount, it showed negative 900,000. And then after that, I had a notification on the app that, you know, it was a margin call for 358 or 589,000. That was really, that sent me, I'll be honest. I was like, holy shit. Like, they've actually done something in my account now, and now I have an official margin call for over $250,000. And then that disappeared. And then my, as they were closing the account positions, my account balance shot up all the way up to 752,000. You know, so it was all over the place as they were like cleaning up the mess in my account. Yeah. So, but as like a conclusion, it was almost worth it, but if I could go back in time, I probably would not have done this.
Yeah. You're crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. I wonder if you had made money doing this, if the story would have been different. I'm so curious, because it seems like no one's making money. But here's the thing. Here's my other conspiracy here. Okay, I'm thinking a lot of people have done this. A lot of people have made money doing it, and they just haven't posted about it. Think of that, because I think we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. I'm wondering if someone's out there making $1 million, if Robinhood is like, okay, listen, here's an NDA. Take the money, or like we'll split a 50-50 where nothing's going to back it. But just don't tell anyone about this. Don't post about it. I'm wondering if that was ever the case.
You know, I thought about that myself. And honestly, I think it's really unlikely, because the money that would have been essentially profit was gained in technically a fraudulent way. So I don't think Robinhood would have been under any obligation to actually pay that out.
Mm-hmm.
Considering that we all had losses, that's different, because now we owe Robinhood money, and I guess Robinhood is not in the position, you know, they're not paying us. We have to pay them, so it's completely different. But if somebody did profit, I don't think Robinhood would, I don't think they would give them the money.
You know what? It's the same for anyone who's been to Las Vegas. If there's any errors in a slot machine or at a casino or anything, it's always in the casino's favor, no matter what. Even if the error is their fault, like you could literally win the Mega Millions jackpot on the slot machine, but if there's an error in the payout or something happens, they could literally just say, "Nope, it's in our favor. We're not going to pay you for anything like that." So I was curious if it is going to be something like that. But anyway, man, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. And again, for everyone watching this, you got to thank him for you know. Agreeing to do this call, giving us some really interesting content. And for that, I really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Yep. Happy to be here.
Cool. Talk to you soon.